The you know, obviously Monday night and what the game is for us. You know, we have to keep pushing forward, and the only way to push forward is come out with the W on Monday night, and it's very important. Keeps us on track to control our own destiny, kind of thing. So we know the importance of it. So you know, we got to have a great week of preparation, and then go out and exhibit and play well on Monday evening.
What is this? Will be, I think, Andy's 14th start against the Steelers. Almost played a full season against them. What did they do defensively that has just made it difficult for either for him specifically or just the offense in general? Over his, I mean, they seem to you know, intercept him more often than other teams, or get him out of, you know, sack him a little more than other teams. What? I mean, is there anything specific that they've done over this stretch of time against the Eagles?
Well, I think they, you know, they've been pretty consistent in defense over that time. And, you know, we have to be more consistent on offense. So I think that, you know, we need to play better.
Is it because they just do, I mean, they kind of just do what they do. Is it just one of those things where they do it so well?
Well, they do it well. They continue to change it. And tinker it and make their revisions within their own scheme all the time and give you and show you a different look than they showed the previous couple weeks.
When you guys were scouting or drafting Carl Lawson, was there any one person in the room in particular that was really high on him, or who's the person most responsible for finding him?
Well, I don't know that anybody was most responsible at all. I think, you know, I think Jacob had spent time with him. I think Jim had spent time with him there at Auburn. And they both felt like he was really a good prospect. And but I think we were within the draft. In fact, that morning, you know, Mike raised him to me, you know, what my thoughts were. And would he be a good, you know, because he was still there, would he be a good addition for us? And that I see him being able to handle the things that I was looking for. So so I think they all had an involvement with it.
I know you guys talked to so many people at the combine. Did his interview stand out at all?
We did not interview him. And I don't, well, I can't remember whether we interviewed him with me or not. I can't remember that. I don't know, because he, to me, he's different than he seems. So I would have had a different impression, I think, of him coming in the door had I spent more time with him, I think. So I can't remember or recall whether he was part of the ones for me or not.
What do you mean by different?
To me, he seems like a more introverted person, quiet, introverted, and he's kind of the opposite of that. You know, once he gets going, he's, you know, you got to, you know, tone him down.
He seems kind of like a wise,
he's very studious of football, studious of a lot of things, you know,
kind
of and yeah. And, but you know, just his personality and I don't know, he just comes off as being quieter than literally he is. And, but he's very studious about, and he loves football, and that's good.
Fair to say he's been better than you guys expected?
I think he's been what we expected. You know, I think his maturity has been good. I've been pleased with that, and we just got to stay on sides.
How rare is it? He has a lot of moves and counter moves, but that, I guess, the old Reggie White hump move, the way he goes speed to power and throws. How hard is that?
He's been coaching you up on that, huh?
It's out there. I mean, but how hard? I mean, how hard is it for a young guy to master something like that? Or is that?
Well, I think that's part of him, as I think he has spent a lot of time, you know, in pass rush and studying pass rush, and he, you know, that's something he likes, and so he takes to that, and so he studies, you know, those kind of things, and so that's one of the things that's been part of his toolbox, which is good.
How surprising has it been, you know, this Steelers defense doesn't typically allow a lot of big plays. The last 3 weeks, there's been a lot of those over the top. I think every passing touchdown they've allowed has been 30 yards or more. One of them a screen. But do you see anything in that? I mean, or is that a surprising thing to see considering their defense?
Well, it's been, you know, it's out of their character, and they have some new people back there, and they're trying to work to get them all on the same page all the time.
Is that something when you see that? I mean, that has to does that happen have to happen through the flow of the offense to take advantage of that, or is that something you can try to plot in certain spots for? Or does it have to just happen naturally?
Well, I think you got to stay on the field in order to get those opportunities. I think it's important. You know, the one they gave up the first play of the second half to Tennessee, they mostly have come in the scope of drives.